Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and we're happy to tell you that we're broadcasting from really one of our favorite spots. We're at Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown Hattiesburg, and glad to be down here with Justin and Harris and all the gang here at Fuzzy's. Got a great show for you today. Justin will be joining us shortly. Patrick McGee from the Times-Picayune will be on the show a little later, and we're going to kick things off this hour, talk to our friend Matt Schultz, play-by-play voice of Arkansas State University, this weekend's baseball opponent. First game scheduled to take place tonight at 6 o'clock. Matt's still on the road headed this way. And well, Matt, first of all, thank you for coming on the show. And I know it's got to be pretty exciting for Arkansas State fans, how well the team has played this year. And you guys come to Hattiesburg hunting a spot in the postseason tournament. It's been a good year for you guys.
Yeah, it's been really fun and always great to be on with you guys. Yeah, Mike Silva has done a phenomenal job in his first year at Arkansas State. And he came in with some work to do with this program, an A-State baseball program that was behind in a lot of areas, in particular with facilities. And we know how tough the Sun Belt Conference is, and I know Southern Miss, in just its third year in the league, been around and seen the kind of quality of baseball programs that there are in the Sun Belt Conference. There's a lot of really, really good programs and a lot of athletic departments that invest heavily in baseball, and Arkansas State has finally started to do that. We've seen that in football and basketball, but really we haven't seen that as much in baseball. But there were some really significant improvements done to the facility at Tomlinson Stadium. We've had turf put in for the first time this year. They've actually put in new fences, brought the walls in a little bit. At the home ballpark. At the same time, you got a first-year head coach, as I said, and Coach Silva, who's really come in and turned things around really quickly. And, you know, it got off to a little bit of a slow start at 3-9, but since then, this team has really started to believe in itself. And you can tell it's getting more confident every week. And, you know, here we are, you know, after being 10th dead last in the preseason poll, tied for fifth in the conference standings with 3 weeks to go.
All right, Andrew Abbott's back with us after 3 days of heavy partying in New Orleans. Andrew, jump in here.
Yeah, my big question for you is the Arkansas State pitching staff, second overall in terms of ERA, and yet looking at the individual ERA numbers, there's not one Arkansas State player in the top 20 overall. What is this pitching staff doing that has helped carry this Red Wolf team?
Well, yeah, and you look at the individual leaders. Now, I think Chase Richter, who's been our closer, really our go-to guy at the pen, he's a third of an inning away from qualifying for the ERA, and I think he'd be top two or three in the league if he did qualify. But he's been incredible as part of a really, really good bullpen. But I kind of go back to Mike Silva, and I think he manages his pitching staff about as well as anybody you'll see. He does a great job just knowing when to make the move. He really does a good job managing that pen and knowing what situations to bring those pitchers into. And that's been a big reason for their success. On the flip side, I think Cody Livingston has done a phenomenal job, a former Southern Miss pitcher. He's been a great addition as our pitching coach this year in year one. So he's largely responsible for what has transpired with that pitching staff. And you're right. I mean, they're second in the league. They're 17th in the country in ERA. And the big thing that you can point to is just solid depth, but they're limiting the free bases. They're top two or three in the league and walks allowed for nine innings. And I think that goes a really, really long way. When they do give up those extra base hits, there doesn't tend to be runners on base. And I think that's a big reason for this pitching staff and this team's success to this point.
Arkansas State radio play-by-play ESPN Plus guy Matt Stoltz is with us. Matt, even though Mike Silva is new to Southern Miss in his role at Arkansas State, the two staffs have known each other a long time. You talked about Cody Livingston, but there are a couple of coaches on Christian Ostrander's staff who coached under him at Nichols. So there's not going to be a whole lot of secrets here as to how people approach this game on either side.
No, there's a lot of connections. And heck, I remember Christian Ostrander in my first year at Arkansas State. He was still on Keith Kessinger's staff at Arkansas State when Coach Kessinger was the head coach. Coach Oz was the pitching coach back then. He was there from 2003 to 2006. So, yeah, I remember him way back when he was still at Arkansas State. And, man, what a phenomenal job he's done. And just have all the respect in the world for him. And obviously, you know, he had some big shoes to fill when Todd Berry stepped down from the job. So I think it's just amazing what a small world it is in college baseball. And yeah, I think there's probably more connections in this series than what we've seen in a while, but I know a ton of respect on both sides.
All right, Matt, I know this is a different team than last year with a different coach, but overall, how is this Arkansas State team better than maybe the team we saw over the last couple of years?
Well, the main thing is the pitching. Just the improvements on the pitching staff. When you have a top 20 pitching staff nationally, that's going to win you a lot of ball games. And one thing that has been really encouraging in particular over the last couple of weeks is the emergence of the offense. And really, the pitching has been what has been carrying this team for most of the season. But now you see the belief coming in the offense, and they're starting to score some runs. We've seen A-State come from behind to win some ball games. And I think that's the thing that really is giving this team a lot of confidence right now, is that they're starting to score some runs when earlier in the year they weren't as productive at the plate. But, I think just everything seems to be coming together right now in a really good way. Yes, the pitching continues to be good, but the offense is surging. And then defensively, you know, they're top five in the conference in fielding percentage. They're tops in the league in double plays. So they've been really solid in that phase as well.
Wanted to ask you a little bit more about this lineup. You've talked about how it's, I guess, emerging and starting to find its stride, but the power numbers don't seem to be there. I mean, they're hitting 261, which is solid, but only, if I'm reading this right, 28 home runs, 65 doubles. What does this offense do to score runs? What's been their marquee thing to be productive?
Well, they did have a little bit of a power surge last weekend in that series against Georgia State. I think about a quarter of those home runs that you just talked about were in that Georgia State series last weekend. Even though they moved the fences in a little bit this year at Tomlinson Stadium in Jonesboro, it is still not a hitter's park. The wind is always blowing in. For the most part, and it is it's really tough to get the ball out of there. So, yeah, you're not going to see the kind of power numbers for an Arkansas State team that you're going to see for a lot of teams. And I know there's a huge contrast in the power numbers for this year's Southern Miss team, because you know they're on pace to set a school record in home runs. So it is a team that has to manufacture runs at times, but they are starting to get some more extra base hits here in the last couple of weeks than what we've seen to this point this season.
That's why this team might be a little bit worrisome, you guys, coming in here this weekend.
I'd like to add, they're 8-2 in their last 10 games, so they're playing very good baseball right now.
Sounds like Southern Miss and Arkansas State, Bob, are both hitting on all cylinders at the right time.
Well, it is, and I got to tell you, Matt, you're making me a little nervous with all this talk. I wish you kind of turned around and you guys play like you did last year when you get down here tonight. Is that a possibility?
Real nice, Bob, real nice.
Well, it is fun because it's been a while since Arkansas State's been in the conversation. They're trying to make the conference tournament for the first time since 2021. So it's been a while since they've made that trip to Montgomery. So that would be a huge step in the right direction. But, you know, where they're sitting with 3 weekends to go, they're in a good spot as far as making the conference tournament. But make no mistake, they know the kind of challenge that they have this weekend facing a very, very good Southern Miss.
Always good to have you on the show, Matt. Safe travels to you. We'll see you here at the Peak.
Hey, always great talking with you guys, and hope to see you at the ballpark this weekend.
All right, more to come from Fuzzies in Midtown. Stay with the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road today, and we're at Fuzzy's Tacos here in Midtown. And they always just treat us here so wonderfully nice. Amy's here with us. She's the manager. Justin Harris is on the phone with us, and he's the owner and operator. And you got him out on the road working. Go ahead, Amy. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I got them working today.
Justin, I understand you guys have a massive catering day today, and catering at Fuzzy's Taco is a big part of your business and a real way for you to have outreach in the community with all this wonderful fresh food, right?
Yes, sir. We're out here with a 200-person catering out here at Paul B. Johnson State Park, set up at a few pavilions. Serving a big group, and like you said, we're always happy to take care of any catering needs, whether we need to bring it to you, pick up, stay and serve, or what. We can help you with any of that.
Well, as always, the food down here was delicious and fresh today, and we're always grateful to you for having us down here, Justin. Baseball weekends, big weekends for Fuzzies, and weather permitting, this should the next 2 weekends should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. This is what the time of year that where we hit our stride, and obviously the baseball team is a big part of that.
Hey, Bob, I want to just interject here. It is two big weekends of baseball, but Monday, you know what Monday is?
Monday is our biggest holiday of the year.
Cinco de Mayo is Monday.
Tell us about that, Amy.
We'll have specials all day long, $5 margaritas all day long, $8 Corona-ritas all day long, and then we'll have a live band 5 to 9 Monday night. So, and a few caterings going out Monday as well, so if you want to have an office party or house party, we could do that too.
And it's not often that on Monday you get an opportunity to get trashed. But this is a...
It's Margarita Monday.
That's right.
Perfect timing.
Justin, I do have a question since Kelly had to make that off-the-wall comment. Does he... Is it normal to see him put nachos in his pocket like we caught him doing earlier here about 30 minutes ago? You had that problem before?
Yeah, since we caught him there, too. He said he wasn't going to do it anymore, but I guess if I'm not around, he did it again today.
No, I started when you stopped frisking me. That's like
Well. Let me give you two pieces of advice, Justin. Never loan him money and never trust him when he talks to you about what he's not going to eat when he's in your restaurant.
Hey, if it wasn't any good, I agree. Right?
Yeah. All right, Justin, give us a prediction this weekend. How are the Golden Eagles going to fare against this team that Andrew Abbott here tells us the Arkansas State team is much improved?
I would agree they're much improved with their new coach. And, I mean, you can look at what they're doing. It seems like they're heating up as well, but I still think we're going to get the sweep. We're going to get a sweep.
You like a sweep, Andrew?
I think they need a sweep.
Yeah.
If they want to stand on for the Sun Belt title, yeah, I mean, they gotta do it. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line, but as they said, this pitching staff is sneaky good. And so this team has a habit of leaving runners on base, as we know. So, you know, strengths
and
weaknesses.
Have they done that this year? Yeah, Justin, have you noticed Southern Miss leaving any runners on base?
Yeah, I think we mentioned that the last time we talked on Wednesday. It's happened a little bit, I'm sure.
They're better. They have gotten better about it, I'll admit. But, you know, I mean, this coaching staff is very familiar with Southern Miss. I mean, they were at Nichols and... So there was a point where you didn't want to tangle with Nichols for a little two-year span just because, I mean, they were an NCAA tournament team back-to-back years.
And, Bob, you know, Justin Harris is not only a fine restaurateur and a great judge of talent, as evidenced by the fact that I do trivia here on Wednesday
well,
night.
Well, that's real questionable, but go ahead.
But did you know that Justin Harris was once a member of the premier junior college baseball team in this state right now, the Pearl River Wildcats?
Is that right, Justin?
That was. It was quite a few moons ago. Probably 22 years ago. But, yeah, I was back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, went on to play at Samford, I believe. Is that right? Am I right about that?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Yep. All right, so we have the lovely Amy sitting here. Is there anything we should let our audience know about her, Justin?
Oh, goodness. About me?
She's got the team ready, and she's ready to serve you and take care of anything you need. She's ready to make it happen for you.
Actually, Amy, there's a special every day of the week, right? Right here?
Every day of the week we have a lunch special. Monday through Friday we have lunch specials from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And we have a new happy hour coming out soon, so stay tuned. Watch for that on Facebook because it's going to be something that nobody's ever seen in the Pine Belt before. So we're going to have the best happy hour in the Pine Belt.
All right, tell us about Cinco de Mayo.
It's going to be a party, and it starts off at 9 a.m. that morning, and we'll go on until 10, 11 o'clock that night.
Is that a big day for y'all, Justin?
Yeah, it's one of our best days of the year. Absolutely.
Yep.
Good. One of the things I like about Fuzzies is depending on the weather, if it's really hot and muggy outside, you can enjoy air-conditioned comfort inside. But on a day like today where you've got a nice breeze, they open up the garage door, they put the cornhole boards out there, the tables are available to sit and chat. There just isn't any environment that you can't enjoy this great food.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we'll have extra patio seating on Monday as well for Cinco. So there's
Justin,
for everyone.
Is there any chance that next weekend when the Raging Cajuns are in town that some of those Louisiana folks might come in here and participate in adult beverages?
If 2 years ago is any resemblance, there'll be plenty of them there.
You almost have to order double batches of whatever.
They enjoy good food and they enjoy good food. Hey, buddy, we want to thank you for having us down and everything you do with the Eagle Hour and with Super Talk. We really consider you to be one of our very best friends. You've been with us since this show came on the air, Justin, and this may not, you may not realize this, it's been 10 years, brother, 10 years since I first came and talked to you about being a sponsor on the Eagle Hour.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it. We appreciate y'all as well.
We always enjoy being down here, and thank you, my man. Hope you have a good day.
Yes, sir, same to y'all.
All right, Justin Harris, everybody. All right, so you're going to be busy all weekend, huh?
I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be here running all weekend.
It's always busy when we're in here. Is this like a normal lunch day?
It's pretty normal. Yeah, it's pretty normal.
Busiest time of the day is what normally?
It really just depends on the day of the week. We have a really good lunch hour from 11:30 to 1, and then Thursday nights are always great. Friday nights are always great. Saturday game days are great.
Something I've noticed over time, particularly during football season, is when you get to be our age, Bob, and let's face it, there aren't many people that do get to be our age, but when that is the case, you get a little bit tired of having to pack up the tents and the wagons with all the stuff and the chairs and you're not having to drag kids around. So more and more people are enjoying the location and the comfort of Fuzzy's to do their tailgating here and then just walk over to the stadium, and you don't have to worry about toting any of that stuff afterwards.
Or a golf cart. A
lot of Midtown people have right. golf carts and will ride over here before the game.
And I did forget, Wednesday nights are always packed out. You know, with trivia with Kelly, always packed out.
You didn't have to say that. All right, that's this segment. Coming up, Patrick McGee is going to talk to us about NFL football and some more Southern Miss stuff. We'll be right back. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. A lot of noise here, and I thought I heard music. Three more minutes. You can tell us three more minutes about why we should come to Fuzzy's Tacos this weekend.
Because it's great.
Because it's
great. I
don't
have right? 3 minutes to say about that.
No.
Yep.
Well, look, we appreciate you sitting there with us.
Thank you.
We want to thank you for everything that you do down
here. I got another catering going out right now. So
all right. You go take care of your business, and thank you.
Thank you.
That's Amy from Fuzzy's Tacos.
Well, we got plenty to talk about for 3 minutes.
We got plenty. Tell us about the Jazz Festival.
I was going to talk sports, but sure. Yeah, I mean, if you want to hear about that too.
So you saw Cage the Elephant.
I saw Cage the Elephant. They were very good. Mm-hmm. I saw Better Than Ezra, a local band. Their big album that everybody remembers turned 30 years old this year.
They're from New Orleans?
They are. Baton Rouge, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Big crowd.
Yeah. But I wanted to talk about the Southern Miss softball team was on the unfortunate side of a no-hitter.
I watched that last night, actually, yeah.
It looked like a pitching battle between Kayla Gardenia. It was a Louisiana native taking on a Louisiana team, and, of course, Southern Miss was on the losing end of a no-hitter.
Well, I think it was nothing going into the sixth inning.
I think they scored it in the fifth. Either way, I couldn't believe how quick of a game it was. I got the notification for the lineup. Yep. And, yeah, I'm a sicko. Even when I'm not working, I'm working. Yeah. And, yeah, that was pretty incredible.
In a way, they scored on an error, too. I mean, that's Southern Miss overthrew a runner at first base, and Louisiana scored,
and that's
and
been their
shut them down.
That's been their problem this year is
defense.
You
know what's kind of sad about watching that, though? I remember how great, really great, that – softball program has been at Louisiana Lafayette, and it is like
the transfer portal has made it gone, disappear.
Just not good, Andrew, but that's the world we're in.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we're going to go back to New Orleans. Could have just left Andrew down there and let him interview Patrick there.
I'm sure Patrick would love that.
But he came back, so we'll go find Patrick McGee next. Super Talk Eagle Hour at Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour at Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown this afternoon. And appreciate Justin Harris for having us down here. Amy for sitting in with us. And we always always are treated very nice down here, and they give us good food, and we certainly recommend it. If you like good, fresh Tex-Mex food, this is a great place to come.
Feed the whole family for unbelievably inexpensive compared
That's exactly
to other places.
Right. Feels good down here today, too, with the garage door open and the breeze blowing through. Kind of keeping Andrew awake here a little bit since he's been in New Orleans for 3 days.
The hard part was, Bob, I drove, left the parents' house in NOLA, came straight here.
To be on the show.
To be just for you, Bob.
Dedication.
And I also caught a little bit of the traffic.
Yeah.
Of the traffic jam, so that did not help the cause in any way.
Yeah. Patrick McGee joins us, sports editor of the Times-Picayune. Patrick, now that the dust is kind of settled, and I'm going to ask you to look at the division that the New Orleans Saints play in, and which one of those four teams bettered themselves the most, you think, in the draft?
From the standpoint of the Saints, I mean, I can't really speak to the division. I haven't really gone through class by class for the division, but I think the Saints they had to go in and draft guys that can kind of come in and contribute, being that too deep. And I think probably rounds 1 through 6, they did a pretty good job of doing that. Overall, they drafted 9 guys, and really those first, I think, 7 guys off the board potentially. Neal, the running back, we'll wait and see. There's a lot of running backs that go late that make an impact or they just kind of disappear. But I think really through Quincy Riley, in round 4, where you got Stutzman, the linebacker, Quincy Riley, the cornerback from Louisville, I think those are two guys that are going to be able to help you pretty quickly.
Pat, you mentioned Neal. Honestly, that was probably the most excited out of anybody. I was happy to see them get. I mean, he has just been incredible at Kansas. I think back-to-back 12 to 1,600 yards, 16 touchdown seasons. I mean, he carried that, no pun intended, carried that Jayhawk team. And you were mentioning how you wish they would get a solid secondary back for Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could be that kind of – it seems like every other year the Saints get a dark horse in the draft or a kind of a sleeper pick. This guy might be it.
Yeah, he's – if you go back and look at his career, I mean, he was productive throughout. I mean, I think he was – I know at least, like you said, 2 years of 1,000 yards might have been close to 3. But, size-wise, he's a good-sized guy. Really kind of looks like an NFL running back. And to get him in round 6 seems good quality. I just kind of know how this goes with running backs in Saints draft. I mean, Kamara obviously hit it out of the park, but it's really been an inconsistent deal. And it really is an inconsistent deal across the NFL when it comes to drafting running back, especially to the mid-late rounds. But Neal certainly looks the part, and he's, whenever you're that productive at that level, there's a good chance he's going to be able to make this roster.
Well, and, it's kind of funny. I think more people are interested about the second-round pick than the actual first-round pick.
Yeah.
But I guess let's start with Kelvin Banks. Do you like it? It seemed like it was the safe pick to make. I mean, you really
yeah. –
it feels like taking an O-lineman in the first 10 rounds is something that can never more often than not go wrong for you.
Right. No, I mean, it felt like the probably the smart choice in that position. We saw that offensive line and how a lack of depth really, really hurt them this year. I mean, they lost Eric McCoy for a significant amount of time, like week 3 or week 4. And once he was off the field, the Saints became an entirely different team. They just had to find a way to get Ryan Ramczyk retiring. Trevor Penning hasn't really panned out. They had to, at some point, they did have to really kind of go in for somebody that's going to help there. And going with Kelvin Banks there at number 9, I think made a lot of sense.
Well, I got to hand it to you, Patrick, because you said a week ago Thursday you thought the Saints were going to be targeting a quarterback somewhat early in the draft, even though you weren't impressed with the quarterback draft class as a whole. But now with what's going on with Carr, can this rookie step in and play, or is it going to be Rattler's the guy?
No, I don't. Rattler's got a lot to prove. You saw glimpses of what he was able to do last year, but, they didn't win a game with him at quarterback, and he got significant playing time. And, we'll see. I think Hayner's probably the odd man out in that quarterback group, and you're looking at Tyler Shuck. If Carr is hurt and it appears that he's not going to be good to go, week 1, we'll see on that. But Shuck was kind of the guy of these quarterbacks. He was built to go immediately. He's 26 years old. He's prototyped 6'5", fairly good athlete, one of the better throwers in the draft. There are some knocks on him, can he handle pressure and this and that. But overall, I think the Saints were smart to hold until second round and take Shuck, because I don't think there's a lot of room between Shuck and Jackson Dart, two different quarterbacks. But I think Shuck is the guy that can come in there and play if need be. You know, I think at this point, in terms of quality of the guy behind center, you would take a Shuck over a Rattler, and it's just hard to see them not going to Shuck if Carr isn't the guy, unless Rattler just tears it up in the preseason.
Well, I'm sure probably from the Clicks perspective, it would have been interesting if the Saints would have gotten Shedeur Sanders right there, which I kind of thought they might do for a brief second. But were you surprised, like everybody else, with the drop-off? Or do you know where the Saints graded him? I mean, what was kind of your take with that whole debacle?
I was among the group that really wasn't that surprised that Sanders, maybe that he, you know, he dropped a little bit farther than I would have anticipated. But you just, there's always those one or two guys going to the draft, and often it's quarterback, and you're thinking, yeah, this guy isn't going to go as high as some people are projecting him. And Sanders just happened to be that bigger name. You know, some people had him going really high, and for him to drop that far, and it just, all the buzz that surrounded him, it became really quite the buzz, and everybody was talking about it. But no, I wasn't surprised to see Shedeur Sanders drop out of the first or second round. But where he landed was surprising.
How much of that was a lack of what is perceived as NFL talent, and how much of that did his father have to do with that, and the spotlight, whether good or bad, that his father exists in, and this kid did at Colorado?
Well, there's a couple of things on the field that were red flags for me. Is the number of sacks he took at Colorado. I mean, it was just a massive number of sacks, and that tells me that it's some, you know, Shedeur's probably not getting through his reads quick enough and is just holding the ball too long. And you got to be able to be quick in the NFL, and too many of his passes were in the, you know, of the short variety. I just don't think he was a guy that really you're looking to, that, you know, maybe he's a number two, maybe he's your starter within a year or two, something like that. I mean, he's got the makeup to be a good quarterback. He, you know, he really elevated his team, whether it's at Jackson State or Colorado. But I just, you know, on the field, he just never dazzled for me. So, but I do think how Sanders handled himself in interviews and how his dad said some things leading up to the draft did hurt him. So I think it was really a combination of factors, not necessarily Deion or his son and personality. I just think there's a lot of things that fed into it.
Now, I'm guessing when you interview, you're going through that process, you need to have a little humility when you're talking to GMs of NFL football teams. Is that not right?
Yeah, I mean, it's better to go in there with open mind and really be amiable and nice. And everything I heard is that really wasn't the case with Shedeur, and that's going to turn teams off. I mean, you want the people that you're talking to like you at the end of the interview, and I just don't think that was the case with Shedeur Sanders.
Patrick, I mean, can you kind of maybe shed a little light? I don't think people realize how thorough and unusual those interviews are compared to, like, a regular job interview. I mean, they are trying to, like, find any psychological flaw in these guys. I mean, can you kind of explain it or like I said, shed light on that?
Some of those questions are really weird. You know, you hear some of these questions that are asked, and you're like, why would they do that? I think things have toned down to a degree. But the last two decades, you've heard stuff come out that even, you know, will make you even feel uncomfortable, stuff they ask. And so, yeah, those interviews are crucial. And that's how they really test the personality and the character of the guy they're interviewing is, you know, they want to see how they react under certain circumstances facing certain questions. So the pressure is on, and you just have to, you know, I'm not expert on this, but, I mean, you've got to go into prepared to really for anything. And if you go in there thinking that you're going to set the tone of the interview, it's probably not going to go very well. I think that's what happened here.
Probably not.
Well, you may not know how the other team's drafted necessarily in the division, Patrick, but should I take my income tax refund and buy a Super Bowl ticket knowing that the Saints are going to be there this year?
No, absolutely not. I think they did a solid job, with this draft, but it wasn't like I'm sitting here thinking, oh, they just changed the franchise or anything like that.
What do you grade this draft? What's just your overall grade on it?
I give it a B, you know, right around. You're not sitting here thinking, oh, they knocked it out of the park. you know, Banks and Schauff are going to really kind of change the direction of this franchise. That's not what you're thinking right now. You're just thinking, you know, you had to go in there and get quality with all of your picks. I think they pretty much did that. So from that perspective, I think they didn't really screw anything up. And often that's the best you can do in this draft. You don't want to have too many misses. And at this point, I don't think the Saints had to be missed.
Are the Saints a playoff team, Patrick?
I mean, anybody's potentially a playoff team in that division, but it all comes down to quarterback play. You know, Baker Mayfield's been the best quarterback in that division last couple of seasons, and eventually somebody's got to step up and play a little better than he is, but we'll see.
All right, Patrick, thank you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Patrick McGee, everybody. We'll wrap things up from Fuzzy's here in Midtown right after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Justin Harris for having us here at Midtown Fuzzy's Tacos here, one of our favorite spots to ever come. Always good to see Amy, and these folks always down here treat us so good, and we're very grateful to them for that. We continue, and I've got to wrap up the Eagle Hour, where off air, Kelly continues to try to convince me and Andrew that esports are a sport. Michael Mergens is producing the show today. Michael, esports are not a sport, correct?
He's not answering.
Uh-huh.
There we go. How would you describe it, Andrew?
You know, I think it's competition.
Yeah.
But I think competition and sports are two different definitions.
But this is the same man that tells us we should bring Broadway actors on the show.
Listen, Bob, we're not trying to make enemies here.
If they're Southern Miss people, we want to spotlight Southern Miss and people who are from
sports.
Southern Miss. That are, well,
sports.
Ideally.
Sports.
But have you not seen our last three football seasons?
It was kind of like a Broadway play, wasn't it?
A disaster.
Yes,
a Titanic. But on a brighter note, Jamie Collins, former Southern Miss great, in the coaching ranks now.
He could find himself on a version of the Titanic the way things are going in North Carolina.
Yeah,
isn't that right?
You don't think that's going to go very well.
No. I don't see how. Not to mention, none of these guys have coached in college before. College game's way different. And I know they want to say they're from the NFL. They have experience. These guys in the NFL, they're under contract. These kids can jump in at any time now and leave or jump off the Titanic.
That's a great point. You're more tied down to an NFL team than you are a college team, right?
By contract,
if you don't get your way on a college team, you just pack your stuff and go home.
And I'm surprised, really, in this decision that the court's going to come down with, that they didn't have some type of – because as we're talking, you could take the money and go after 1 year. Well, you would think that if you have that money tied up, you want some guarantees that those people are going to be around. So I'm surprised that they didn't tie some sort of time commitment along with any money commitment.
You know what the smartest kid in college football is today? A very good athlete. I go to school A, I get my million. Then I go to school B and pick up a couple million. Then I go to school C and get a million. Then I retire.
Why would you have to work anymore?
You wouldn't.
Of course, if you're playing until you're 27 years old, the NFL generally is not going to be interested in you anyway.
Well, why get beat up in the NFL if you're already a millionaire?
I agree. I agree, but that's what I'm saying.
I wish the journalists could get in on this money. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. What is it like to be a millionaire, Andrew?
I think you mean like scent air, you know.
Hey, do we have any news and notes?
Well, I think
since you're the only journalist really on the program.
Well, come on. No, I think the very cool local news: Bobby Holford became the winning 100%. Of William Perry, the winningest college baseball coach in Mississippi history, surpassing 100%. Ron Polk. He's at 1,374, and I'd like to add, and counting. They'll be hosting an NAIA regional. I think that's a very, very cool story. I'll be going over there at some point, probably when they get back from their conference tournament, to do a nice big write-up on that. But I thought that was the really cool news of this week.
You're exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up. And I saw a video that Ron Polk did last night congratulating him.
I didn't see that. That's
which
awesome.
I thought was total class on the part of a man that I think is one of the most historic figures in college baseball, well, Ron Polk.
You talk about class, man. Bobby's an awesome guy. Like, yeah. You wouldn't detect it. You just wouldn't know, like, the things that he has done. And, you know, there's a good chance that they might do three straight NAIA World Series, although the national title still eludes him. But
well, we're
we'll
hoping
see.
For that, and we need to get him on the show next week. Can we do that?
Well, it's not a Southern Miss. You know, it's not.
but you see,
just you guys were just talking about
it's sports.
It's sports.
Coach coaches a baseball team. He's not acting in Broadway. And he doesn't have a joystick.
Well, on a different note, a lot of local kids.
That's the first time I've been speechless.
A lot of local kids are having some great success at William Carey right now. Pedals, and Bobby McGee, Ty Little of Summerall, and actually a Southern Miss bounce back Eli Collins, who, I mean, those are three guys having pretty
and
good
And I'm
seasons.
Glad that you're going to cover William Carey at that regional tournament.
I've done
you don't
it the
have
last
anything
2 years.
Else, you don't
Wait
have anything
a minute,
else
I thought
to do.
Bobby McGee was busted in Baton Rouge.
He was, right after okay. Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the
Ooh.
Tallahatchie Bridge.
No, it wasn't the Tallahatchie. What was it, the Tinkasaukee Bridge?
No, it was the Andrew looks like we're speaking in Mandarin Chinese over here.
Show's going sideways again, Andrew. Yeah. Save us.
Man, I'm too tired for this. I got the high school's state track meet tomorrow. Like this last 2 minutes will be more draining than
All
that.
Right. Since you're the only one that really knows anything on this show about sports, give us the weekend prediction. What do the Golden Eagles do, and what do they have to do to sweep?
You know, I think they're going to go 2-3. I think that pitching's going to hold them up, and they're going to. I mean, there's a very good chance where if they leave 15 runners on base, they lose. I mean, bottom line, they can't do that with this pitching. The trend would suggest that might happen one game, but I think they got a sweep. I mean, plain and simple. I mean, there's really no margin of error if they want to have any chance of winning the regular season.
Kelly, is there anything? I hear the
yeah,
music.
That's music.
Real quick, is there anything you can do about that as a coach, leaving people on base so much?
I mean, you can try to juggle the lineup, but at this point, why? It's not broken, don't fix it.
It's working.
It is.
All right, thanks to Justin for having us down here. It's Eagle Hour back in the studio. Coach Oz with us Monday. Hope you have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.